Hello, my name is Kurt Joman, and I am the author of the book, A Soliton and Its Owned Bions, Awareness and Mind. In this recording, I will read a specific part of my book, and during this reading, whenever I say the word okay, that marks the beginning of added commentary by me that is not in my book. At the time of this recording, it is 2018, and I am 62 years old. Okay, in this recording, I am going to read subsection 6.3.1, Birds of a Feather Flock Together. This subsection has about 1,000 words in it. Okay, I'm going to read it now. Quote, "With regard to their physical bodies, children resemble their parents. Also, it is known that at least many physical characteristics are coded in one's DNA, which is a mix of the biological parent's DNA. Thus, one's physical body is inherited from one's biological parents. Regarding mental qualities, it's a common observation that stupid parents tend to have stupid children, and intelligent parents tend to have intelligent children. More specifically, the German philosopher Arthur Schopenhauer in the 19th century said that general intelligence seems to be inherited from the mother and personality from the father. I initially agreed with Schopenhauer on this inheritance, and in the 11th edition of this book, I said, quote, "For a typical person, copied from each parent is a partial allocation plan, section 9.6, that determines to a large extent intelligence. The partial allocation plan copied from the mother and personality, the partial allocation plan copied from the father," close quote. However, for the 12th edition of this book, I have changed my thinking on this subject, and with the exception of one's first human life when one's human mind is copied from one's biological mother, I believe there is a, quote, "birds of a feather flock together," close quote, effect going on. Specifically, for a typical person in the afterlife who already has a human mind, when that person is ready to end his stay in the afterlife and be reborn as a human again, he searches, either consciously or unconsciously, for a human family to be born into that, among other considerations, will be compatible with the kind of intelligence and personality that he, either consciously or unconsciously, expects to have as an adult in his new human life. Thus, as the saying goes, like seeks like. But there will always be exceptions and also mistakes made. But for most people, they will search for parents that they will be compatible with. Thus, a stupid person typically seeks stupid parents, and an intelligent person typically seeks intelligent parents. And also, my guess is that the unconscious mind of the mother, and perhaps also the unconscious mind of the father, typically communicate with one or more potential candidates to become their child, and these communications have the potential to influence who will become their child. With, as a rule, the primary goal of the selection process being compatibility between a child and its parents, this search for compatibility also applies to whatever ethnic group and or nation and or race those parents belong to. The like seeks like effect, both before being born and after being born, causes families to group with other families that they are sufficiently similar to. And this similarity includes similar body characteristics as well as similar mental characteristics. The end result is different human populations in their own geographical areas, often, but not always, distinguished by at least some physical differences in their bodies compared to other nearby human groups. In political terms, in recent centuries, imperialism often steps in under different guises and mixes up these different human populations. However, this mixing by imperialism cannot alter, despite attempts at its suppression, the like-seeks-like effect. In the end, even when it takes centuries, empires and their mixings of human populations are undone. The USA, in which I was born and have spent my life, is one of these mixed imperial creations. Other things being equal, life is simply better when people are able to live with others like themselves. Regarding the selection by a person in the afterlife of his parents to be, a different consideration involves the general undesirability of old parents. A mother in her 40s or older, and/or a father in his 50s or older. Statistics show that, in general, there are likely to be more problems for a child when one or both of its parents were old when that child was born. For example, autism for a child is more likely if at least one of its parents was old when that child was born. Some blame it on old eggs due to the mother being old and/or defective sperm due to the father being old. However, another possible explanation is that, in general, the afterlife persons that as new children will end up having less problems are simply less likely, on average, when compared to those afterlife persons that as new children will end up having more problems. To choose for their parents a couple with one or both of them being old. And the simple reason for not wanting an old parent when being born in a new human life is because, on average, an old parent has fewer years of support that it can give to its child compared to a young parent. A related consideration is that because an old parent is, in general, less desirable as a parent to those persons in the afterlife awaiting rebirth, that parent will, out of necessity, if it wants a new child, have to lower its selection criteria and be willing to accept a new child that is more likely to have problems. An important factor regarding human populations is the number of currently qualified candidates waiting in the afterlife to be born into a specific ethnic group and/or nation and/or race. As a specific example, regarding the so-called baby boom in the USA from 1945 through 1965, how much of that baby boom was due to people who had died prematurely, primarily in Europe, from the mayhem of so-called World War II and its aftermath? My guess is a lot. Another example, but involving a shortage of qualified candidates instead of an excess of qualified candidates, is Japan. With many Japanese living into old age, and a current population in 2016 of 128 million, one can give various reasons for Japan's low birth rate. But I think a major contributor to that low birth rate is that there is simply not enough qualified candidates waiting in the afterlife to be reborn as Japanese, because most of the qualified candidates are already living as Japanese. Also, in 2016, the currently low birth rates worldwide for so-called whites is probably also mainly due to not enough qualified candidates waiting in the afterlife to be reborn as white. The correct solution for so-called white countries is not to lower the quality of life for whites by importing people who are incompatible with them, which in 2016, unfortunately, is happening in many countries, including the USA, but instead to simply accept whatever population shrinkage happens with whites until an equilibrium population of whites is reached. Okay, that ends the reading of subsection 6.3.1, Birds of a Feather Flock Together. And that ends this recording.